So in study 201, the key primary endpoint was the change in the positive and negative syndrome scale, or PANSS. Secondary endpoints include the Clinical Global Impression Severity Scale, PANSS subscales, and various ways of looking at negative symptoms, including the brief negative symptom scale. The Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale was also examined, as well as PANSS response. Now, the primary endpoint in study 202 was, of course, safety, but there were secondary endpoints that also examined efficacy. The average age of the participants in these studies was around 30, predominantly male, about 63-64%, and predominantly white, about 80%. The mean PANSS total score at baseline was about 100, representing acute exacerbation of schizophrenia for those who entered the acute schizophrenia trial study 201.